With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. While some parts of the east, the plains, and the northwest deal with wintry weather, it could complicate holiday travel. California's central coast is being slammed by flooding and destructive surf.
A Pacific storm expected to bring hurricane force winds and waves up to 60 feet is already blamed for at least one death along California's central coast. The Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office says a wave trapped a man beneath debris at Sunset State Beach. The high surf's also believed to have pulled another man into the Pacific just a little farther south. To the north, Santa Cruz Parks and Recreation Director Tony Elliott says
the Santa Cruz Wharf was hit as part of the swell event with large waves, and we lost, we believe, approximately about 150 feet of the end of the wharf.
The wharf was under renovation after damage from previous storms, and two people had to be rescued from the water, while a third swam to safety. None seriously injured. I'm Ben Thomas.
AAA predicts record holiday travel this year, and while most will go by car, some travelers, like Haley Hahn, are catching a plane.
Now that we're at the airport, I feel like I can relax. It was a little bit of a hassle to get packed and ready. But there's also a magic about the holidays that makes it exciting to travel.
AAA predicts 119 million Americans will venture at least 50 miles from home for the holiday. Also at SRNnews.com, would the purchase of U.S. steel by Japan's Nippon Steel pose a national security threat? A government advisory panel has failed to reach a consensus. It leaves a decision to President Biden. He opposes the merger, as does President-elect Trump. Pre-construction work on designing a new Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is scheduled to begin next month, a four-year, nearly $2 billion project. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 170 points. This is SRN News. Canada targets ministries and pro-lifers.
Lawmakers in Ottawa are considering a new budget for the country, and amongst its numerous proposals is one to remove the tax-exempt status of thousands of parachurch Christian organizations that do everything from shelter the homeless to provide mental health counseling. Another budget recommendation would remove the tax-exempt status of any group that campaigns against abortion. Church leaders are urging Canadian lawmakers to reject the proposals. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hanukkah, Judaism's eight-day festival of lights, begins this year on Christmas Day. That's only happened four times since 1900. It's intended as an upbeat holiday, but this year it's taking place amid continuing war between Israel and terrorist groups, as well as growing anti-Semitism worldwide. Rabbi Moshe Hauer of the Orthodox Union says that while many Jews may be feeling anxious, most will still celebrate Hanukkah. This is SRN News. A NASA spacecraft has done it, going where no craft has gone before.
The Parker Solar Probe was launched in 2018 to get a close-up look at the sun. On Tuesday, Parker will pass within a record-breaking 3.8 million miles of the sun's surface. That's nearly seven times closer to the sun than previous spacecraft. Scientists won't hear from Parker until a few days after the flyby. It'll continue circling the sun at this distance until at least September. Scientists hope to better understand what drives the solar wind and why the corona is so much hotter than the sun's surface. Keith Peters reporting.
Preservationists have uncovered images of eight angels in a historic Boston church. It counted Paul Revere as a bell ringer and played a key role in the Revolutionary War. The angels were painted in the early 18th century but were covered with white paint in 1912, part of a renovation of the Old North Church. SRNnews.com.